I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this morning on Face Connecticut is Lisa Tepper Bates. She is the president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. We're happy to have her on the program for something that we've talked a little bit about the last few weeks on the show, which is, in general, suicide awareness being National Awareness and Prevention Month, not just in Connecticut, but across the country. It's such an important topic, and Connecticut 211 is expanding its 988 chat and text service. We want to spread word of that, and Lisa's going to help us do so this morning. Lisa, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me for the discussion on this important topic.
Definitely an important topic for sure. Lisa, just let's get started with some of the basics about what 988 is, and I'm sure that we'll talk about so many other aspects related to this as we go through the half hour here in our conversation. But for someone that's tuning in for the first time, or maybe they're new to Connecticut, whatever the case may be, what is 988 and what's Connecticut's role in this?
988 is the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, available anywhere in our nation through that three-digit dialing code 988. And in Connecticut, United Way of Connecticut is proud to partner with the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services to provide 988 service. Our crisis contact specialists are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round, to answer the calls of people who may be in crisis or to help people who might be calling because a loved one or a friend is in crisis.
Lisa, how long does this date back, the 988 line, and also Connecticut's involvement here?
So 988, as a three-digit dialing exchange, was rolled out just 2 years ago, July. So it's a fairly new and very positive development with regard to making crisis services available universally across our country. But United Way of Connecticut has a long history of working in this area. In fact, we have provided the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Service, which became 988 with the creation of that three-digit dialing exchange. So we provided National Suicide Prevention Lifeline for more than 40 years. So for us, it was changing that service just a bit to become 988 2 years ago.
Do you have any information on how this offering, how this service, which is such a good service to have, the 988 line, and Connecticut's partnership in this situation, do you have any information, any statistics on how much it's being used? Anything like that?
Yeah, I'm very glad that you asked that question because it's an important resource, and we've seen a very large uptick in calls since that 988 dialing exchange was rolled out. So if you compare our first year of 988 service to our previous service as National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at an 800 number, we saw a 125% increase in calls. And in the last year, in fiscal year 2024, our second year of 988 service, we saw an additional increase of over a third since 2023. In 2024, we answered more than 46,000 988 calls.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. And, you know, I don't know exactly what has led to the increase. Maybe you have some thoughts in that and the number of people who've been calling in the last 2 years here. In general, do you think it's because of the awareness of this campaign, of this resource that's available to help people in crisis?
I think it is in part the awareness that there's a resource. I think also there is considerably more national discussion and recognition that mental health is a condition, mental health crises are a condition of which we should be aware and should not be stigmatized, that people should be able to reach out and get help. And I think it's also in some ways the after effect of the COVID pandemic. A lot of people were isolated during the pandemic and started to experience mental health issues that they may not have before. Add that to some of the issues in the world that can be very concerning and some of the negative impacts of social media, especially on young people. And what we have seen collectively is an increase in understood mental health issues and mental health crises.
So could you walk us through what happens if somebody were to call the line right now? What would they hear? What would they have access to as far as information and resources? Maybe just give us an idea what that call would be like.
Sure. If someone reaches out to the mental health crisis line, 988, we pick up those calls very, very quickly. And that's essential. We're proud of the fact that our team actually answers most calls in less than 10 seconds. So a trained contact crisis specialist will pick up the phone and be ready just to have a conversation about what might be going on with the caller. They treat every person as the individual they are with respect and with empathy, and they do their best to assess what the level of crisis is and what resources might be appropriate to help the person who's calling. We're very glad to tell you that 92% of our callers self-report after the call that their state of crisis is diminished during that call.
Is there any specific training, specialized training, that these call operators have to go through in order to take these calls, again, like you said, calmly, quickly, be able to provide that information that the caller might need help with, and also make sure that they're treating these callers with utmost respect? I would imagine that there's specialized training that they would go through.
There's rigorous training that they go through in order to work on that team as a crisis contact specialist. And in fact, we've won awards for the very high quality of our training and our operation. And we're proud of that. This is important work. And we emphasize with every trainee that you do go one call at a time, one person at a time. Each story is unique. Each person is unique. And we train them specifically to understand the wide range of resources available and to have a specific skill set to assess for the level of crisis so that they can understand if someone is at imminent risk of self-harm or of harm to others, then they simply must act quickly in a way that may be different than a conversation with someone who may, in that week that follows, need to be connected to a support group. Those are two different types of calls. And our crisis contact specialists are ready to manage that call no matter what the level of crisis is, no matter what the right resources are.
Lisa Tepper Bates is my guest with United Way of Connecticut. She is their president and their CEO, and we're having a conversation this morning on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham, concerning 988, which is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline and helpline that people can call and be able to get resources in the event that they're having some kind of a mental health crisis. Now, Lisa, a little earlier in our conversation, you had mentioned DMHAS, the State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. Just going through the partnership with them, what do they provide to United Way, and how do you guys collaborate together on this issue?
The Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services provides the funding for the operation of 988 in Connecticut. They work with our national, federal level authorities who also provide part of the funding, and they're an important partner. Part of the resource system that we are able to refer people to are our mobile mental health crisis teams, which is another initiative through the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. And those are teams of clinicians who can be dispatched to go directly to where someone in crisis is currently located in Connecticut to provide help right on that, right on the spot, right where they are. So we work hard with our partners in state government to make sure that we are maximizing every important resource that's available for people who are facing a crisis.
As far as the number 988 goes, I believe we may have mentioned this, but I want to really hammer on this. You can actually text that line too, if I understand correctly, or is that a different line?
No, you can text 988, and we're very excited about the fact that we have expanded our local Connecticut staff who are available for text and chat. Those local Connecticut contact specialists are available from 8 to 3:30 p.m., now 7 days a week, to respond to Connecticut residents who are in need of help and are reaching out through that channel. During other hours, those texts and chats are also answered by a national backup call center, and we are gradually assuming that role with Connecticut-based staff who have the most expertise with regard to the resources and supports available in our state.
Lisa, that is absolutely terrific. Again, I'm Morgan Cunningham, and I'm Face Connecticut. You're tuning in to my conversation with Lisa Tepper-Bates, President and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. Now, Lisa, let's look to the future a little bit. In just 2 years' time, we have seen some pretty incredible, as we have been outlining now for the last 11 minutes or so, some pretty incredible accomplishments as far as 988 goes. To get the help 20 years ago would have been very hard to do. And now we have a number that's made it easier for people to call and get help for mental health crisis. But where are we going in, say, the next 5 years? Are there any goals at this point? Anything else that you guys are looking to add to the mix, or maybe nationally is going to be added to the mix? Where could we grow this and how?
Well, that's a great question. When we talk about growing the 988 national suite of services, we should be very pleased with the fact that in Connecticut, we're pretty far at the front of the pack. Our 988 service consistently ranks among the top five in the nation. And as I mentioned, the mobile health crisis teams are an important resource in addition to support groups, professional therapists, a number of other resources we have in Connecticut. In other parts of the country, there's a lot of work to be done to build out those resources, to build up the 988 service. In Connecticut, we'll continue to expand our local management of chat and text through 988. It's important that whenever possible, all contacts, whether a phone call, a chat, or a text, are responded to by a local crisis contact special with the best familiarity with local resources. So we'll continue to build that in Connecticut. Many places have even more to do in that regard. But part of the national discussion as well involves the fact that there is more to be done to make sure that the range of treatment options are available, especially for young people. There is a recognized crisis nationally and in Connecticut of making sure we have enough residential inpatient beds for especially young people who need them, but for all, as well as the supports that people may need in the community, whether that's one-on-one therapy or the type of support group that they most need, depending on what it is that they face. So there is more to be done, but in Connecticut, we're glad to have the resources that we do have.
Lisa, as far as other parts of the country, even in this region, Connecticut's obviously a leader here, but when you're with a group like United Way, as you are, do you ever talk with other states, other leaders, maybe in your group or elsewhere in mental health, whether it's another state department or some other similar agency, what do you hear from them? What do you learn from them about maybe what they're going through, what they're trying to improve on, and do you ever help them based on what we've been able to accomplish in Connecticut, or does it ever give you an idea for what we could do here in the state?
You know, we do have conversations with them about what we do in Connecticut and how we do it, and that's a good thing. We like to share our experience and do anything that we can. But it does depend on what resources are available in each state, and that's tough. Again, in Connecticut, especially our mobile mental health crisis teams, are an asset that many places just don't have available. And we do have mobile mental health crisis teams for youth as well as for adults. So that's an important asset, and we try to tell our colleagues in other states what that looks like, how they work with us. And we're glad to share that experience. And we also learn from them. There's some great work going on in other states, for example, in Colorado, to think creatively about how to respond even to calls to 911, to understand what those calls are and to dispatch teams that can work on a mental health crisis in addition to the police presence that may be there. So there's a lot to learn, and there's a lot of continued discussion about how to do this work better, and we're glad to be part of those discussions.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. Our guest is Lisa Tepper-Bates. She is the president of United Way of Connecticut. And I'd like to mention, Lisa, as far as resources go, Connecticut has, especially in recent years, been very supportive of the mental health effort. They've put a lot of funding from all kinds of different pools of money, if you will, into the effort of slowly but surely improving mental health resources and treatments here in the state. You know, but obviously this has to deal with money and politics and state legislatures. Although Connecticut's been good, is there more that maybe the federal government could be doing? How are you guys advocating for the financial end here?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And we are advocating for the resources necessary to make sure that 988 service is robust. We're glad for the support we've had so far, but in all honesty, there's more that needs to be done so that there are resources behind 988 also available to everyone who may need that type of help. So there is more to be done, and you're right to identify that.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lisa, if you could just go over again for people who are just joining us, we're talking about 988 and how it's being expanded to better support younger people in crisis. We could finish up with that in a moment. But just again, go through a reminder what 988 is for anyone who's just joining us.
So 988 is the three-digit exchange that anyone facing a mental health crisis or anyone who has a loved one or a friend facing a mental health crisis can call to get help. 988, available by phone or by text or by chat.
Lisa Tepper-Bates is my guest. September, by the way, is National Suicide Prevention Month. It's a great opportunity to make people aware of the issue, which is why on Face Connecticut we've talked about this problem and this ongoing issue recently on the show, just to raise that awareness. But don't forget that this isn't something that's limited to 1 month out of the year. This is 24/7, 365. So our conversation now certainly would apply in December or March or any other time of the year. Now, One of the things that you guys are doing at United Way is better supporting younger people in crisis through the 988 chat and text service. How are you guys accomplishing that?
That's right. So we are providing better service than we ever have before by making sure that as much as we can, we have Connecticut-based call specialists available to answer those chats and those texts, especially for young people, because as you know, young people tend to be those who will reach out through chat and text more than they'll use a phone line.
So it's the text line that they're tending to use more and more frequently.
That's exactly right. Chat and text is how young people want to reach out. And that's why it's so important that our contact specialists are available for chat and text to take those crisis contacts from young residents in Connecticut.
Lisa, as we continue to talk about this issue and expand it, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you're looking to get out there this morning? I think that we've hit on many of the topics. Is there anything that we're missing?
You know, just to remind your callers that if you have a friend or a loved one who who's having a hard time, have a conversation. And if somebody does seem to be in crisis, ask them, are you having suicidal thoughts? Ask that question. Be honest about what's going on with them. Ask them to be honest. And remember that 988 is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide help, to provide ideas for a parent, a friend, for someone concerned about a loved one. 988 can and should be your first stop. But if someone is at imminent risk of self-harm or harming someone else, then make sure to reach out to 911. So that's what we would say. And please call, reach out, 988.
Lisa, I think it's a great thing what you guys are doing, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it seems in recent years that there has been a cut in the stigma, right? The mentality, oh, you can't talk about suicide, you can't talk about mental health, you know, bottle it up, keep it in. It's actually being encouraged now, and it seems that more people are becoming more open to talk about that issue, whether you're asking somebody else how they're doing, or maybe someone that knows that they're having a hard time is going to open up and talk a little bit about that. Do you feel the same way, that there's been some progress on that end?
Absolutely. And we need more progress, for certain. But there has been some tremendous steps forward in America to acknowledge that mental health is like physical health. Some people are going to struggle more than others. And we have to be empathetic, always respectful, and acknowledge that these are real issues and that there is help. So acknowledging that you might have a friend, you might have a loved one, or maybe you yourself are having some challenges and you want to talk with someone, that's a good thing. And reach out. 988 is there for you.
Lisa, thank you for coming on Face Connecticut with us this morning. I really appreciate it. And we'll have to do another update down the line, all right?
Terrific. Thank you very much. And thanks to your callers for thinking with us about how to do better by those who might be struggling.
Lisa, thanks for coming on this morning. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.